Well, we like that tune. That's Dasko featuring Twan Ray and Evie Palmer. The track's called Magic. And Dan from Dasko joins me on the line. Dan, hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you now?
I'm good. Listen, you can clear something up for me. We had this discussion last week. At what point does feet become versus become X?
I think it's based down to the contract.
Oh, right. Okay.
if you're a bigger artist, then you'll probably go for an X. I think that's probably, you know, that's probably the thing that people are doing now, you know, that kind of X times. But yeah, featured is usually someone that's given their vocals, depending if they've written it, if they've that kind of stuff. So it's all contractually, I think. That's
wow.
What it down
well,
to.
Can I just say you are the first person who's been able to explain that to me. So thank you. That's that out the way already.
Well, I don't know if I'm right. So it's just my opinion. So I could be wrong.
Listen, if we were sat in a sales meeting right now and I was your boss, you would be sat with your chair tilted back and your feet up on the desk because your social media stats are through the roof. Spotify, just under 15 million streams, just under 3 million listeners, monthly listeners, and 61,000 followers on Shazam. You don't build that sort of following overnight. How did it start for you?
I think the biggest thing is trying to have a catchy record that people want to listen to. It started back in 2014 when we made a record called What I Need. Mm-hmm. The record was our debut release and it charted all around the world. So it went to number one in one of the US Billboard charts. It went to number five in the UK dance chart and top 10 European iTunes download charts, and various countries charted it. So I think having that as a debut release was a great, you know, foundation to build on. And then we've just been very lucky trying to create catchy songs that people want to listen to again.
Well, and it's interesting because you've been doing remixes for a goodly number of years now, and then now you're bringing out stuff under your own name. How does that, was it that you were getting some ideas and not finding a home to put them on, or what drove you to have a go yourselves?
So it's important to know that we actually have been going for a long time. We're part of a thing called the Audio Freak Stable, which is a collection of producers, singers and songwriters, and through the collection of producers, some of them team up to do their own projects, but the majority of the work that comes through is actually for other people. So we get requests from, you know, big K-pop and J-pop artists, some various singer-songwriters all around the world, some X-Factor people, some of the 90s R&B kind of pop guys that came back, and we wrote comeback songs for them. So a lot of it's commissioned. And a lot of it we can't really say contractually. Sometimes when we do, you know, we'll get an idea and we'll leave that to one side, finish the session, and then we'll go back to the idea and try to develop it and then turn it into an original Dasko. So it's all just balancing time, you know, because obviously we are commissioned to do the work for other people. When we do have time, we love to work on our own projects.
And when you say you get commissioned, this is not something I really know an awful lot about. I obviously hear a lot of the end products, but how much of a free rein are you given?
We do actually get quite a big free rein. It all depends on the artist, because if you come to us and you are an artist, you know what you want, you know what sound you're going for, you know the direction, you know all of those types of things, then it's relatively easy, because we listen to you, we understand where you're going, you give us some examples and ideas, and then we write it together. The more focused and more the more that they come to the table with, that makes it easier for us. When it's kind of really wide, you don't know where to shoot,
right?
So then it becomes a bit, you know, trying to just make sure you're doing the right job by them, make sure that they're happy with the record at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm starting to understand it now. Before we started recording, I was reading through your list of some of the real amazing songs you've done, and just there on the list, it just said Tom Walker, Leave a Light On, but it didn't say Dasko Remix, and I did check with you before we started. You didn't do the original, did you? But you did tweak it. How easy is it to over-egg something? How much did you have to rein yourselves back on that? Because you were saying you just tinkered with it, really, didn't you, to an extent?
Yeah, if you listen to the original and then listen to the Dasko remix, we actually teamed up with a guy called Lucas Schrania and did the remix together. when you listen to the two back to back, what we've added is we've changed the drums slightly, but we added a top line synth. I think I learned a very valuable lesson from a hero of mine by the name of Richard Earnshaw. He's, very successful producer. And he said to me once that you need to know when to leave a record alone. And, sometimes you want to just replay a remix rather than give it a whole new flavor and make it something new. And with that record, we heard it before it was out in mainstream. So we heard this record, as the album was made. So we knew that that was going to be a huge successful hit.
Right.
And obviously, what we didn't want to do was, create something totally new. We just wanted to update it and make it cross over from a very indie rock to more electronic fans. And we hopefully we think we did that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I love the sound, and I think you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Looking to magic then, you've picked a couple of, well, to quote the phrase, rising young stars. What made you choose Evie Palmer? What made you choose Tuan Ray? Or did they choose you?
A bit of both. So the whole record actually is quite an interesting one because we made Magic over a year ago.
Right.
And in all of our records, we try to incorporate songs. We don't just want to have vocal samples, cut them up, place them in different orders. We actually want to incorporate a song. And we always knew that we wanted to try a duet, but we never had the right record. We never had the right singers. And when we made this record, we sent it to our manager, Dale, and said, "Dale, this could be a good one for a duet." So Dale goes to work, and we'd actually met Tuan Ray's manager in Amsterdam dance event a couple of years ago and hit it off. So one of the things that we do as part of the Audio Freaks is we actually invite singer-songwriters over to our studio. We play them a load of records, and we basically put them in a room with a notepad and a pen and say, "Right, write to that." And we get to see their writing style, we get to see their vocal range. And if something comes out of the session, great. But if not, we kind of know where to, what projects we can, work with them on the future. So when this came up, we knew that we wanted Tuan Ray. He adds a very laid back, really cool, edgy kind of vocal to that. But the female version was actually the kind of the trickiest part because we tried to work with two female singers, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. So we put this on the back burner. We're working on new projects. And then our manager, Dale's walking through his hometown in Norwich. And here's a girl performing on the street. Stops, listens to her, goes up to her afterwards and says, "I'm a music manager. Really like what you did. Can we get you in the studio?" And she laid down the vocals, and literally, that is it. So she's gone from, performing and, trying to express her art to now having a fully fledged release on a huge label in America, and it's being listened all around the world. So I love that story.
So looking forward, is there an artist or something you'd always like to do that's still there? Because as you say, you've been doing this for a while, a good while. So is there something still that you're thinking in the air? If one day we could just do this.
I mean, those types of aspirations, I think that for me anyway, they're more in the gig side, actually the performing side. We'd love to be able to write and produce and, work with some of our favorite producers. For me personally, I'm more about the performance. It would be, trying to get the, a decent time on a decent stage on a decent festival, that type of thing. That's kind of my aspiration for the project, and trying to take us to that platform and have the opportunity to perform the music to a wider audience live and actually see their faces and hopefully see them sing the songs back. That's kind of my aspirations.
Oh, well, fingers crossed those days are going to be with us again soon. But for now, Dan, yes, this is brilliant. Thanks ever so much for talking to us today. Love the single, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much, Neil. Thanks for having us on your show.